You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is
Suckers!
I'm Kaylin Bell.
I'm Dean Bell.
And I'm Jared Haben.
An iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to an all-new episode of Suckers with Jared Haben. Do I need to say my last name anymore? I'm not sure. I guess you guys just know me as Jared. I hope you listened to this past week's episode of Suckers. I'm sure you did, because if you listen to this podcast and you don't listen to Suckers, I don't know what you're doing. I can't believe it's already Easter. I think my most memorable Easter was during COVID because, of course, in February it was, you know, 2 weeks lockdown, stop the spread, and then it lasted a little bit longer than that. But I remember Easter still being weird with, you know, getting together with people and social distancing. So we didn't really get together with anybody. And I was at Ashley's parents' house. We both were. And we did an Easter egg hunt around the house and her sister came over. And if I remember correctly, I think her sister had to wear a mask. That's how still in depth we were. But I just remember Easter, it was nicer out and the weather started turning and people could go outside more, which, you know, was great, obviously, at those times. But anyway, we don't have to talk about COVID. Let's not get too sad on this podcast. You know, Dawson's doing great. He is just prime Dawson right now. He's running around having a grand old time. He's just so happy. He's throwing little tantrums. You can kind of tell he's starting to throw himself on the ground a little bit, but it's easy to get him out of that. It's easy to just to distract him right now. I'm curious how that will be, say, in a year when he's throwing a tantrum, if it's that easy to get him out of the tantrum before he starts really losing it, or if it's just going to get progressively worse. It'll probably get worse, but you know what? Such is life. But he's been great. He's been so wonderful and energetic and happy and just so joyful to be around. It's been great. He's the best. And Ashley, still pregnant, still doing well. She actually said the other day that it was the first time she looked at me. She said, this is the first time where I don't feel pregnant since being pregnant. So it was a good day. And Audrey's is doing well, just grinding. I don't know. I go back and forth on life. I mean, well, not on life. Life is incredible when you really think about it. I mean, I just had chocolate. I just had a piece of chocolate. Is there anything better in life than chocolate and the ability to eat chocolate when I want? Now, I don't eat a lot of it because I'm trying to get fit. I've been going to the gym a ton. I've been really trying to make sure that I go to the gym because the gym gets my mind right. And I've also come to the acceptance that the only person that is going to be able to actively make myself feel as good as I can is, of course, me. And one of the ways that I'm really trying to ensure that I feel as good as I possibly can is to go to the gym, wake up and, you know, wake up earlier,
making sure I'm getting my workout in, that I'm just like getting my mind right for the day. Because when I go to the gym, I don't want to talk about lifting all the time, but like for all you parents out there or anybody listening, like there's a great quote from Into the Wild that says something along the lines, because of course I can't remember anything, but the secret to being strong is feeling strong. And that's so true. When I am at the gym and when I leave the gym, I feel strong, you know, even if I didn't lift as much weight as the guy next to me, like I leave there and I feel strong. And I think in my mind that makes me stronger, at least. Anyway, now I'm just babbling, but that's how I feel. So I've been really trying to make sure that I make time for that and I don't give excuses. Cause really, you know, of course I'm tired and, you know, I have a million and a half things to do. I'm not denying this. I have so much to do. I always have so many things to do, but all of us have so many things to do. And I'm finding that the only way that will change is if I prioritize, you know, if I prioritize my schedule, if I try to organize things, if I'm actively working to ensure that the things that will make me feel better, I do. You know, I think another thing that I really need to start doing is ensuring that I spend more quality time with Dawson. You know, I spend a lot of time with him, obviously. We live together, spoiler. But I mean, not just hanging up in his room when I come home from work, but going to do things with him. We went to the mall last week and it was awesome. You know, we walked around the stores and went to a toy store and we got pretzels and he got a picture with the Easter bunny. And there was this moment where after we got the pretzel, he got like the little pretzel bites from Auntie Anne's or Auntie Anne's. I don't know. One of the two. Let's call it Auntie Anne's for sake of argument. But he was sitting next to me and he was eating it. And the fact that he was sitting next to me kind of boggled my mind because it felt like we were hanging out in that moment. It didn't feel like I was taking care of him. It felt like we were just hanging out. And he was eating his pretzel and he was just laughing because it tasted so good. I guess those are the moments that life is worth living for. I don't know. I guess this podcast is very much therapy for me. It's very introspective because it's just me thinking about my life. And I don't know if you're ever going to be interested in listening to that, but I don't know. Feels good to get things off my chest. Parenting's not easy. Marriage isn't easy. Life isn't easy, but it's also the most wonderful endeavor you'll ever take. Like, life is not meant to be easy, nor should it be. But that was my adventure at the Warwick Mall on Saturday with little Dawson. And like I said, Ashley is doing well. We still have zero names picked out. No idea. No idea what this kid's name's going to be. It could be Stuart as of right now, for all I know. I mean, we're still thinking about Dominic. I don't know. I just think of Dominic the donkey. I know I'm probably in the minority for that one, but I don't know. Who knows?
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, having kids is wonderful. You know, having a family. I mean, the best part of having kids for me thus far, I'm, you know, a little over 2 years into it, is right now. Because as cute as they are as babies, and of course, they're very adorable. I mean, my son is developing his own personality. He's growing into his own. And I can see that. When I look at his face or I look into his eyes, you know, this look of exploration that he has, of discovery in his eyes, you know, because life is so new to him. It's wonderful to see. It really is, because he gets excited about everything now, you know. And I think one of the best parts of having kids is that, you know, I want to get excited about things for him. So it makes me grounded in a sense, remembering that just the simplicity of doing the hokey pokey is exquisite. It's wonderful, you know? Because we're together and we're here. And again, it makes me think about life in those moments. I know I'm talking about the hokey pokey here, but I wish I could articulate the thoughts that I had right now in terms of, you know, doing something as simplistic as blowing bubbles with my son. But it's not about the bubbles. It's about his reaction to them that makes me feel a certain way. You know, because if he can get so happy about bubbles, why would I ever be so sad about anything in life? You know, because there's so much horror in this world and disease and death and unpredictability that it's hard to know what the right thing to do is. Or the right way to feel. Maybe there is no right way. But I think the human experience is filled with so many different emotions and thoughts It's extremely difficult to compartmentalize and try to say all of them, especially for a jackass reality TV personality like myself, just sitting in a room by myself, talking. But, you know, there's so much feeling and complexity that goes with being a human being. And I don't mean this in a negative way at all. It's all wonderful. It's all wonderful, you know? That's all it is. Everything is so wonderful to have that, to have the ability to touch, to smell, to see, to hear, to feel, you know, to love, to like, even to hate, you know? I'm privileged to hate things, because if I hate something, I'm alive. I feel something. You know, grief, sorrow, forgiveness, acceptance. Now I'm just saying words to make myself feel smarter. But, you know, all of this is a part of the human experience. And I guess I've been thinking about that more lately, with a lot of different factors of my life, you know, Ashley being pregnant, Dawson, my work, my friendships, my family. But that's just me. Oh, man. Just, you know, damn. I was thinking about, you know, being a dad. And, you know, people tell you the lack of freedom. It's not even so much the lack of freedom. Like, I don't need a lot of freedom, so to speak, quote unquote. Because, like, we're all, you know, very lucky to have freedom. Like, I have freedom. Even when I'm with my son, I have freedom. You know, I can do things while he's playing with toys. Or even just, like, the freedom of being around him. Being with him. But it's more so, I think, as just like a lot of people could relate to, you know, you spend so much time, a majority of your life by yourself, you know, in your own head, focusing on yourself, for lack of a better way of phrasing it, that like all of a sudden you're supposed to flip a switch when you're in a relationship, you're married, or you have a kid. And not so much flip a switch, obviously. It's, you know, you develop a relationship and so on and so forth. But even when you develop a relationship, I mean, how long do you develop a relationship before you start really getting serious with someone? 6 months? A year, maybe? I mean, say you're 27 and then you start dating someone and you're in a year in. I mean, you're fully expected to be like ready to settle down at that point, kinda. And you spend 27 years of your life literally just focusing on yourself and figuring out what you can do to contribute in the world and what you want to do. And then in 1 year, you're supposed to be like, all right, cool. I got it all figured out. And I don't need as much freedom as I had before, which is just not the case. So my point in saying this is that there are times, at least for me, we talked about being alone, like, I just get in my own head, and there were times where I just need to like process through things on my own. You know, I try to talk to Ashley as much as I can about how I'm feeling, but I still keep things like in my own head, and I try to work through them on my own. So I guess that's the, I don't know, that's a tough part of relationships. Now, I don't know. I was just trying to figure out, sorry if you can hear Ashley tossing there. Dawson's ready to go to bed, as you can hear. It's funny, actually, right before Dawson, he like is very excited when he goes to bed now. Used to not be like that, used to cry. And now, ever since he turned 2, the kid just loves going to bed, to the point where we're up in his room. And then he'll like physically grab my head and put my head down against the bed and he'll go nap. And this is like 5 o'clock at night. I'm like, bro, you've already had an hour and a half nap. You're going to bed in 3 hours. We're not napping right now. And he's like, nap. And then I don't think he wants to fall asleep, but like he lays down and stares at me. He's like, nap. I'm like, all right, bro, I'm napping. I'm here with you. It's very adorable. And then he goes to bed at night and he's like milking Abby. And Abby is his pacifier. It's a nickname. I forget how we got on this. He called it Abby one day, I think. And then we just stuck with it because it was adorable because it, you know, personalizes his pacifier. So he goes, milking Abby. And that means bedtime. Very adorable. I think that's going to do it for this week's episode. Sorry, literally just like, I just like trauma bombed all of you guys. I feel like I don't even know about what, but just, you know, this is what lives in my brain. And listen, I told Ashley I was messed up before we got together. You know, she had this idea of who the hell I was supposed to be. And she was like, no, you're perfect, Jared. And I was like, whoo, you have no idea what, you know, things are moving around inside this skull of mine. You can't see it because I'm only recording, but I'm pointing to different parts of my brain right now to be like, there's just a lot of things up there. And this is not a bad thing, though. We all have those things, right? We're on this train called life, baby. As Joe Dirt said, life's a garden. Just got to dig it. That's it. We got to dig. You know what? There's chocolate and there's Matchbox 20. And those are two great things to have in life. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Make sure you tune into Suckers this week. Dean, Kaylin, myself, of course, will be recording. Make sure you tune into Kaylin and Dean's solo podcast, which is probably a lot better than mine, but that's besides the point. Hopefully you're listening to this podcast next week as well. My solo one, I'll have another one up. And just make sure you tune in next week, because guess what? Hopefully we'll suck a little less.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.